Stargazer time. What's happening in our dark island skies, and also what's going on in the massive universe around our tiny planet? As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter, which appears as a beautiful evening star during sunset. You can see it in the west until it sets at around 9:33 p.m. The moon this week will be a mere crescent, perfect for stargazing.
Speaking of stargazing, a bit of sun gazing has been going on, and you've got some information about eclipses in general.
Yeah, the big celestial event of the week was, of course, the total solar eclipse taking place on the mainland. Astronomy enthusiasts and sky watchers had a spectacular show as the moon completely obscured the solar disk. Here in Hawaii, we were treated to only a partial eclipse, with the moon blocking out just a small percentage of the sun.
And when would a full solar eclipse actually take place here in the islands?
Well, not anytime soon. The closest we will get is a partial eclipse in the year 2024, while folks on the East Coast will be enjoying another spectacular total eclipse. We will have to wait around 80 years before we see another substantial one here in the island.
80?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of us are going to catch that one. But what I do understand is we're going to see some lunar eclipses on a bit more of a contemporary time frame.
Indeed we will. In January next year, we will see a wonderful total lunar eclipse right here in Hawaii. And we will see another one a year after in January of 2019. So 2 years in a row.
Well, that's good news. And the lunar eclipse is when the moon passes into the Earth's shadow, right?
Yeah, this phenomena also produces what some people call a blood moon, because as the moon passes into the Earth's shadow, its light dims and takes on a deep red hue. It's a truly lovely sight to behold, but in ancient times, people considered it to be somewhat of a sinister omen.
Kind of like the solar eclipse.
Absolutely, yeah. Anything that can dramatically disrupt the daily cycle of night and day would be cause for concern. Nowadays, though, we understand why these things happen. We know that it is merely objects in motion that give rise to these phenomena. Through science, we can predict the time of these motions down to the nanosecond. And that's how far we've come as a species.
Well, we have a lot of nanoseconds until our next eclipse event, right? Do you have that counted in nanoseconds yet? It's Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer this week. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.